Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey guys, Nick Delacanal here. Maybe you've noticed a chill in the Charlotte air this past week. All across the city, front yards are getting dressed up with cobwebs and gravestones, and the parking lot pumpkin patches have sprouted up. The Halloween season always brings talk of the supernatural, and it reminds me of a question we got last year wondering what parts of Charlotte are said to be haunted. Today, we revisit our supernatural investigation that includes some unusual activity possibly caught on tape. Stick around. That's just ahead. So today I'm on the campus of Queen's University, right in the heart of the historic Myers Park neighborhood. And look, I just really don't even know how to start this. I guess I should start by recapping why we even began looking into this story. Regular listeners know that we base every episode on a question submitted by our audience. Well, we got two questions a while ago from two women asking about the paranormal in Charlotte. I reached out to both of them, but they had disappeared, I guess. We never got a response back. Anyway, I had heard from a friend that Queen's University has a reputation for hauntings, and so I'd begun by reaching out to people to find out what there was to know. Anyway, it all had started normal enough, or at least not paranormal, with a ride in a creepy old elevator.
Pull the gate over. And then, let's see, we just press 2 and the gate will close on its own.
That voice is Adelaide Davis, class of 1961, now director of alumni relations. She was taking me to the second floor of Burwell Hall, the oldest building on campus, dating back to 1914.
Wait a minute, it's going to open, I think. Or maybe we have to open it. We have to open it. Okay.
It's here where one of the university's oldest ghost stories originates. Legend has it that since the 30s, or maybe the 40s, a ghost resembling the wife of the university's first president, her name is Mrs. Margaret Anna Burwell, appears after 10 o'clock on the second floor. Davis says she thinks it's just a harmless old story.
I think it's not true, but I just don't really want to test it because I'm a little bit nervous myself anyway, so I'm not going to stay over here and test it.
People here are superstitious, she says. Now, there hasn't been a sighting of Mrs. Burwell in years, maybe because people stay away at night. And if she's there during the day, she's leaving people alone. No one is being constantly terrorized. If only that were the case for the building next door, Morrison Hall. What is Morrison Hall? It's a two-story brick building with a basement dating back to the 20s. It's been a dormitory, a sorority, a student newspaper office, and it's now home to student life. It's where I met Kayla George and where my reporting started to get unusual. Here's Kayla.
So yes, we've had there is a presence, we'll call it a presence, here on the second floor of Morrison that has existed for a long time. And so I have experienced a few things that are just sort of a little odd in general, but...
Like?
Well, so I had a former colleague who was in the joining office, and his diploma was always framed, and it would always come in sort of cockeyed in his frame multiple times. He'd tape it, he'd do different things, and it was always off. That was probably one of the most odd things.
Later, the colleague left Queens, but Kayla says his empty office still felt occupied, and she would hear things.
I would literally hear floors squeaking. There was one time I am 100%, and I'm not the fish is bigger every time you tell the story kind of person. I'm just not. In fact, I don't really know how much I buy into the whole thing up here. But I definitely heard chair movement like across the floor to the point where I went into the office and literally had to look around when it was a vacant office. So that's the most odd thing that I have personally experienced in this space outside of what occurred yesterday.
Coming up, we channeled the spirits. Stay close. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Collins. On Charlotte Talks, we connect you with the newsmakers shaping the issues that matter to Charlotte and the region.
Contrary to popular opinion, CMS is still open for business. We are a stable school district. I've had the fortune of working here for 15 years, so I've had an opportunity to work with some really good leaders, and we have a strong team in place.
From politics and schools to development and the arts, Charlotte Talks covers it all. Join us weekday mornings at 9 or wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Tyndall Subaru Gastonia, featuring the new Outback with EyeSight safety technology that sees problems and initiates action to help avoid trouble. Details at TyndallSubaru.com and on Facebook at Tyndall Subaru.
Hey, we're back and learning about ghost stories associated with Queen's University. And I just want to take a moment to set things up. I had made two trips to Queens for this story. The first day, I had met with another administrator down the hall named Lee Davis. She was telling me the story of the presence here. She's a girl named Clara who supposedly hung herself in the back stairwell after a breakup. Today, a floor-to-ceiling fence blocks the banister she's said to have jumped from. Lee was telling me about this in her office, and I'd asked to see the stairwell. So we left the office. We walked down the hallway. And here, my recording began to sound weird. You hear Lee first.
Huh. So in between these two offices, or these two offices, is a bathroom. So yeah. Because this is really one of the oldest buildings.
Do you know when this building was actually built?
No.
Okay. Oh.
See? Isn't that interesting?
So potentially she came over here, she climbed up on this railing, and let me look down how far it is.
But she hung herself, so... Right. Yeah.
Huh. You can hear like wind, or maybe a low-flying plane, except that it doesn't sound like a plane. And I don't remember hearing anything like this in my headphones at the time. And as we cross the threshold into the stairwell, there's this high-pitched interference followed by the door hinge. Headphones might help.
Do you know when this building was actually built?
No.
Okay. Oh.
I've been filing radio reports for 5 years now, and my equipment has never picked up interference like that. Look, maybe it's nothing. But when I returned that next day, and I was talking with Kayla, and she said something occurred yesterday.
What occurred yesterday?
So you were here on campus, and Lee Davis and you were looking in the hallway. And my colleague, AJ, who's relatively new to Queens, probably 10 minutes after you guys had walked back down the hallway, she came into my office, and I was with a student at the time, and she said, "Did you hear someone sobbing in the stairwell?" And I didn't, and normally I can hear things in the stairwell. And she was on this, you know, there's three flights of steps to get up here, and she was in the middle set, and she said it was someone above her that was crying, and she's a high empathy person, so she's like, how can I hold you, how can I fix this problem type of person. And by the time she got to the top of the steps, there was no student, and she got to where my office door is, and she was like, which student walked past with the tears rolling down their face, and I had been here, and there was no student that walked past. And I asked her again, like, are you confident that you heard someone? And she said it was like weeping, gasping, loud. She, to the point where she paused and had to listen. So yeah, I didn't hear crying, so I can't vouch for what she heard, but I was here the whole time and I didn't hear that. So yeah.
You know, there was also this other part in my interview with Lee when she was telling me about a different ghost that allegedly haunts this other dorm. And she was telling me this in her office, before we went to the stairwell, before that colleague heard weeping, and we heard this shriek.
Students are always telling stories about how they see her, how their stuff goes around, about how they couldn't get out of their closet. They couldn't, you know.
They got locked in their closet.
Yeah. Like somebody was holding the closet shut.
What was that?
Probably students.
I don't know what to make of any of this. I had forgotten it even happened until I listened back to the tape and had a minor freakout at my desk. Well, Lee and Kayla told me many other stories from around campus. A dead woman heard playing the piano in the auditorium. Students filing noise complaints for a dorm room that's locked and empty, but where a girl killed herself in the 80s. I finally asked Kayla what I think is the key question here. After working at Queens for 4 years, does she believe in ghosts?
Oh, I don't know. I think so. I don't know. There have been odd things that I can't explain, and I wouldn't know how to explain those things. I don't know if I do. I guess I'm not there yet.
So I checked with the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, a real thing. They said they've never done an investigation of Queens, but if all of these stories are true, it would make Queens one of the most haunted places in all of Charlotte. I don't know if I believe every story, but this one, well, to quote Kayla George, I just don't know.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.